Yeah, obviously, I think the goal right on half time for us, the equaliser, has changed the shape of the game for us. But you wouldn't have thought so when we come out second half, because they've been good today. They've made us work hard for our win. But as you say, we have won.
And it was a special strike as well, wasn't it? That got you back into the game.
Yeah, a really good goal. Mitchell Gilbey's picked it up. Sometimes we criticise him for having too many touches before he decides what to do with it. But he'd had about three or four, but the fifth one was decent. It goes in the top corner. So, yeah, really good.
You could tell you were up for the game today because they obviously had the good win in the previous round, beating a Conference South side. But you didn't show any signs of sort of, well, we're the higher division side here.
No, I mean, as soon as the draw came out, when we got told we either had the winners of Tooting or Bishop Salford. Originally, I wanted Bishop Salford because you know you're going to raise your game against higher level. But I made a point of saying, look, do not underestimate this side, because I spoke to Bishop Salford as well about them. So, yeah, don't underestimate them. Don't expect us to turn up here and win, because it won't happen like that. It's a cup game.
And you held on well at the end, didn't you?
Yeah, it was always going to be whoever I think would have been in the lead at the end would have been in that situation. If it had been the other way, I think we'd have forced them to hang on, but because that's what cup football does, isn't it?
What does this all mean to you then in the FA Cup, sort of going into that fourth qualifying round now?
Well, I mean, 3 years ago we got to the first round proper, which definitely was the best time in this club's history. So with the prospects of that, and obviously with the financial side of it that we've already banked, it's massive for clubs. No, we all say, all us managers, it is a cup run is very important if you can get them. And consequently, if we go into that fourth round and we can get a draw that is kind to us, we know the benefits of the first round. It can be financially very rewarding.
When you say a draw that's kind to you, are you looking at something where you're going into it with the best chance of qualifying, or something where you go into it thinking, actually, if you can get an away day at a big conference side, then that could be actually as lucrative?
I will take the lowest level club in the competition here. That's what I'll take.
And you'd be confident?
I'd be happy.
I mean, we've spent the day here at BBC London today, and it's a very much a family affair you've got going on here, isn't it, John? You've got your wife as the secretary here, yourself running the club. It's the Coventrys have taken over East Thurrock by the looks of things.
I don't know about that, but if I had any more children, I could find jobs for them, put it that way.
You'll be listening to the draw, I'm sure, on Monday, and keeping every finger crossed.
Yeah, definitely, you know, but we're just, at the moment, we're in it, so we're happy with that.
And what does it do to league form as well, and league sort of hopes? I mean, when you were in it in the first round a few years ago, what did that do for the league side of things and the club in general?
To be honest, we did go through a bad patch in the league at the same time, because with the cup games, I don't know, we've always had a small squad here, and sometimes it can, especially if you start getting draws and going to replays and things like that, it can come back to bite you with the league form, tired legs and all that stuff. But look, you wouldn't change it, you wouldn't swap it. I'm not going to sit here moaning about anything at a time.
Well, congratulations tonight and good luck for the draw.
Thank you very much, appreciate that. Cheers, mate.